Amanda Jean Christensen, and I will be 39 in 6 days.
I didn't know your birthday was in the 6 days. Oh, yeah, I did, because my brother's birthday here, you and my brother have a close birthday. All right. What kind of student were you in high school? Were you a jock? Were you a nerd? Were you a straight A student?
I was an outsider. I
Okay.
didn't really belong anywhere.
Who did you hang out with in high school? What clique were you in?
Stoners.
You were a stoner in high school?
Yeah, for a little while, yeah.
I didn't know that about you. Why are you looking at me like this? It's not like we ever smoke weed together.
We could have. We
Oh.
could have. I don't do it anymore, but
Okay.
yeah, no, in high school, like I had a bad freshman year. Actually, I had a bad sophomore year. I had a good freshman year, I had a bad sophomore year, and then I just started kind of gave up and said, no,
I know
screw it.
you kind of hated high school, right?
I got like B's and C's because I had to, because dad would have gotten upset. But I basically just focused on just getting through it. I had a job that I liked doing, so I did work and
So
hung out with my friends, and
why did you hate high school? Why didn't you have a good high school
just
experience?
because I didn't belong anywhere. I didn't feel like I belonged
So
anywhere.
you didn't have a tribe, so to speak.
No, I hung out with the kids that had bad parents,
But you didn't have bad
No, I did
parents.
not have bad
So you
parents.
hung out with the wrong crowd is
I did,
I see, interesting.
yeah.
What was the most trouble you got into as a kid?
I didn't get into a lot of trouble as a kid.
No, I mean,
No, I was a people pleaser. I definitely wanted to please my parents.
oh,
So
interesting.
I never.
So there's nothing that stands out like.
I remember one time I snuck out. We went to Portland, and we hung out at like the 16 and over club
Yeah.
that Portland had for a while. And I lied to my parents and said I was spending the night at friends, and mom and dad found out, and so I got grounded for that.
Well, you blew up the engine of your dad's Jeep too.
Did we have to tell that story?
Yeah,
I
absolutely.
hate this story. Dad had just rebuilt the engine in his Jeep. I don't remember him saying don't go over 65, but apparently he said go over 65. Don't go over 65. And I was going to work. I was late for work. He had my truck because it needed to do some repairs on it, and I was late. And I was going like 75, 80 on the freeway, and then it
Sure.
started smoking. And then I decided I can just make it to work, and then I didn't make it to work, and Dad was very upset.
So you had this brand new $3,000 engine or whatever in this
Yes.
Jeep, and you broke it after like a week kind of thing.
Yes.
Did you get in trouble for it?
Not really. Like,
It wasn't like you were grounded for a month or
no,
anything.
but he was very disappointed.
Yeah, that's the worst, right?
Yeah, that I felt really bad. But he never made me pay for it. He never really.
How old were you?
16, 17?
Wow.
I was surprised that he didn't make me pay for it. I should have paid for it.
It's not too late. You still could. Just write him a check.
I
What's the most trouble Millie's ever got in?
she's good. She's just bratty. I mean, she's spoiled, so she's never really done anything super horrible.
Nothing?
Not that I can remember. Do you remember anything?
Oh, about your kid? No.
Yeah.
I don't. No. I mean, she's still what? She's still young,
Yeah,
so.
she's only 11, so she's not there yet.
I'm
We'll
just.
see what middle school brings.
Yeah, okay. There's still plenty of time.
There's still plenty of time.
I could.
She's not only she's my kid, but her dad's got a wild streak too, so
Yeah, for sure.
yeah.
As a kid, what was your favorite memory of your parents?
They were just really good. They were solid. They did the best that they could for us. But like, I know that we were I didn't realize growing up that we were poor middle class, that like, dad had to save for everything. And we didn't feel that. We felt like we were given everything that we wanted. So I think that they were just really steady, good parents.
So both of your parents were teachers, right?
No, mom wasn't a teacher. Mom worked. She eventually got a really good career going at Clackamas Community
She worked
College,
at the community
and her
college.
favorite thing that she did there was she was the Veterans Affairs coordinator.
They were both in education, I should
Yes,
say.
yeah, they
So they
both worked
both,
in
yeah.
education, but mom was not a teacher. In fact, I think she only had an associate's degree.
Oh, really? What was your favorite family vacation?
We only took a couple. Gosh, you know what? Dad and I got to fly to Washington, D.C. and Pennsylvania for the 50th wedding anniversary for Grandma and Grandpa. Angie had to stay home because she had mono. So it was just me and Dad. And we went everywhere in D.C. and we had just a blast. That was great. And then, I got to hang out with my cousins, who I'd really never seen. I got to, spend the night with Liz, and then,
How old were you?
11.
Oh, wow, you're really young.
Yeah.
They were, so their 50th wedding anniversary was when you were 11.
So it would have been 84, no, 94, 94, 95.
What did they do? What did you, like, what was the party for the
It was
reunion?
at George's. It was at Uncle George's. Yeah, it was at Uncle George's house, I think. And we had probably upwards of 30, 40 people there, maybe more, from all over. Just kind of like here, same amount of people. But they had, like, the older generation there, too. Yeah. So, like, Paula and her clan was there. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was the first time I ever met Anne and Uncle Bob. It was the first
time. Ever? Like, at 11? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it was the first time that I had met some of my cousins and aunt, you know, I'd already met all my aunts and uncles, but some of my cousins, yeah.
Wow. What was your first job after high school?
My first job in high school, I started working at Claire's Accessories, mm-hmm. and I worked there until I was 19. I got promoted to assistant manager, and then I went over to motherhood maternity and worked there in retail.
Does being in a big family like this, because there's 40 odd people here this weekend, did that inspire you to want to have a big family, or was it the opposite where you're like, oh my gosh, this is too much, I only want to have a small family?
I like being part of an external big family. Like, that's really super cool, but I also enjoy the closeness that I have with my sister and our just kind of little immediate family. So no, I didn't feel like I wanted a big family at all.
So you did have, I mean, I know just because you wanted to have another kid with Luke, right?
Yeah.
So the plan, what did you guys, before Millie was born, did you guys have a plan? Like, we're going to have more than, you know, a couple? Or?
We talked about it, yeah. Yeah, we talked about having about two. I think two was about what we both decided on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's your parents' favorite child?
Probably Angela. I don't know.
Can you say that with a little more hesitation?
I think that they expect Angela to be more of the stable kid. Like, she's very reliable, whereas I'm just a little more, you know, easygoing. So I think they, you know.
Does that mean you're unreliable?
I'm not unreliable, but I'm just more easygoing. So I think they expect less from me.
They expect less from you. I mean,
let's face it. When Mom died, Angela became the matriarch of the family.
Sure. Okay. All right. You are currently single. Do you have a boyfriend?
I do not have a boyfriend. I am single.
Okay. Where did you meet? We can go back in time a little bit. Where did you meet Luke, your ex-husband?
In Salem. I was in an apartment living with some girlfriends, and the two of them were going to go meet a friend, and they saw Luke and his brother in a truck, and they waved at him to pull over, and then they brought them home.
That was it? Just waving some random guy down?
Yeah. Yeah. They called me and said, man, they were bringing some guys over. I said, all right, I'll put some clothes on. You know, and
it's like, it's your future husband. You just don't know it yet.
when he showed up at that apartment, he filled the entire doorway, and he was wearing gray sweat shorts and a t-shirt with the sleeves turned off, cut off. And I was like, yeah, this is it. This is for me.
Like, you just, like, love at first sight. Like, that's all it takes? Wow.
No. He just kept calling me. That's why. We just kept hanging out.
He was persistent?
Yeah, just, okay. Yeah.
All right. What was your college experience like?
So I did community college for about 4 years, 4 to 5 years, going part-time. And it was okay. I really like learning, but I don't like doing homework. I don't like, I dedicate my time in the day to you. I don't want to also dedicate my night hours to you. And then I did 2 terms at Western Oregon University for a psychology degree, and I was married, I was working, it just wasn't for
me. Wait, you went to Western Oregon while you're married to Luke?
Yeah.
How did I not know that, really?
I don't know. You didn't pay attention.
No. Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
But, so you went for a psychology degree, but it didn't work out?
Nah, just after 2 terms, I was too distracted with regular life.
Interesting. Okay. When did you have Millie? When did that come into the...
We tried for a few years, and it didn't happen, and then we planned a trip to Vegas, and then I got pregnant, and then I found out I was pregnant.
But this is well after the college experience and all that, so it wasn't like...
Yeah, I was 20... I think I was 28 when I had her, so...
Wow, okay.
Yeah, that's old maid.
What's the worst thing Angie ever did to you, or vice versa?
Angie was just mean. Like, she just had... She always knew what to say to make me cry. She'd, you know, call me a loser, and I have no friends, and things like that. I remember, we were at the beach, and she'd done that. She'd said, you know, you're a loser with no friends kind of thing. And I just remember crying on the steps of the beach house, just like, oh, my sister hates me. She's so mean to me. But then once we hit high school, she was super nice to me. It was weird. Like, when she was a senior, I was a freshman, she'd, you know, have me come sit with her in the senior hall, or she'd take me out to lunch, like, come on, we're getting Subway. kind of thing. And she, yeah.
You don't know, like, something switched, but you don't know what it was?
I don't know. You'll have to ask her.
Weird.
I don't know. Huh. She just became this really cool person. Then we moved in together after I graduated high school, and we, you know.
So that's an interesting story, too. I only know because I'm on the inside. So you moved in with your sister before you turned 18. So your parents had to sign over.
Yeah, she was my legal guardian for, like, 3 weeks.
For, like, a couple months. So you were living there.
I moved out the day after I graduated high school.
Yeah.
I just wanted to. I'm an incredibly independent person. And so just being away from my parents and being away from, you know, just that kind of oversight was freeing for me to be able to do that.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, because Angie made me come to your graduation, and I was like, I don't know your little sister. I don't want to go sit in a stupid high school graduation. But yes, I do. I remember that because, and then there was a little small party at your parents' house afterwards, I remember.
Yeah, just a little open house kind of thing.
Okay. You ever do anything horrible to your sister?
I don't think so.
No?
I really don't think so. I can't remember anything. We were never, like physically horrible to each other.
You guys didn't physically fight?
Not really.
No? Okay. No. All right. Is there anybody here this weekend that has an interesting story that I should make sure that I get recorded, get put down on the annals of history?
I'm sure James will have something interesting and
I'm looking forward to the James one. I feel like that one's going to be, like, 45 minutes long.
Yeah, I think that that's going to go for a while. I think if you can get... You know what? If you can get with Ryan might have some interesting things to say.
Oh, okay.
Because he's had an interesting life. He's kind of changed jobs over the time.
Okay.
So if he'll talk to you, I think he will.
Interesting. Okay. Cool. That's it. Good deal. A+.